Well, I think having Jean read our James reading makes it just that much better. Not many of you should presume to be teachers. Well, Jean presumed to be a teacher, teaching both in the school system, as you just heard, teaching several days of Sunday school, more years of Sunday school than I've had at all. But the James passage pulled me back again. I've spoken about this, I think, in other lectionary years when we've been here in James chapter 3. And I think I come back to it, well, because I see the evidence of the need to come back to it in my own life and in the life of people around me, I think just about all the time. This Sunday, the sermon is "Only You Can Prevent Those Fires." And if you're anything like me, when you read through here, the first thing you see is a cartoon bear pointing at you saying, "Only you can prevent forest fires." Once saw a comedian who just, when he was too young to really understand what was happening, looked at himself and went, "Me? I have to prevent them all?" Which, of course, is not what Yogi Bear was talking about, or whatever that bear is called. We can all be that kind of bear. Because the fires that James is talking about aren't the physical fires that we had again this year in northern Saskatchewan and other places, so we could see the evidence even where we were, but those other kind of fires, the metaphorical fires that burn things up in other people. And what starts it all is our tongue. I like how James talks about the tongue being a fire. I'm sure we've all heard, well, I don't think we could avoid it, that sort of chant, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." And I've often thought, I understand the sort of the thrust behind that. It's just, it's so completely wrong. I've broken a few bones over the years. I never think of them, really, at least now. I mean, I've had my nose broken more than a half a dozen times. You know, it's just, that never crops up. I never wake up in the middle of the night going, "Oh, my nose hurts," because it doesn't hurt. It's fixed. It's fine. Every once in a while, I'll be suddenly caught up with the memory of being called names when I was 12 years old. I was in grade 6. And some days, I'll still wince. Even now. Those words hurt more than any bone getting broken, getting hit by a rock. Because words matter. Because what we say makes a difference. I find it interesting that James, he sort of mixes his metaphors as he does, well, as we all do at least now and then. And he talks about things that can't be, and then in the context of that they actually are. Like, I always find it interesting where he says that, you know, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. This should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water come from the same spring? Well, of course they can't. But out of the same mouth, for better or worse, can come blessing and cursing. It's really frustrating for us. I sometimes wish that, well, as I've said before, there are lots of times I wish that sin was, you know, impossible for us. It would be nice if you could somehow flip a switch and have your voice never be used to hurt other people. It would be used only for blessing. And sometimes we get hooked up, or we get sort of messed up with the literalness of this passage. And we think, well, you know, I don't curse people in the sense of calling down a curse on them. I don't curse in the more sort of colloquial sense of just using bad and vulgar language, so what's the problem? Well, the thing that we need to realize is that what James is talking about is all of the things that our tongue can do, and it's not just cursing. And I think where James talks about how the tongue's power is likened to fire, and look, a tiny spark and set a whole forest alight. And I like that image because sparks are so small. A spark, like if you ever played around with two rocks that have got enough metal content to actually strike a spark. And the first time I ever did that anyway, it was almost like magic. You knock these rocks together and you get that little tiny flash of light. And it's pretty. But a spark, sometimes that's all it takes is a spark, a little tiny thing. Burn down a whole forest. And I think rather than fixing on a mouth that either praises or curses, which is, you know, a pretty stark dichotomy there, I think we're better off thinking of our words like sparks, or at least the potential for sparks. Because when I think of people's words that have hurt me, when I think of when I've been injured by people's words, some of the worst weren't because people had decided they wanted to ruin my life or make me feel bad. Some of the worst have been just almost throwaway remarks that people made, probably without thinking. And if there's something that we can take from the lectionary texts today, from all of them together, particularly the Proverbs reading, is that we need to pay attention to what it is that we do. That a life of wisdom is one that is done with consideration. And that means paying attention to what we're going to say. To realize that idle words are almost a contradiction in terms. Words are never idle. Words are always doing something. Words are always making a difference. They're having an effect. And we can't always know everything. We don't know what word is going to affect somebody else because of their own particular context. It's impossible for us to know the effect of every word we say. But the fact that we can't know the effect of every word we say shouldn't help us to pay attention to the words that we do know. The church is one of these places where, well, the church has taken a bad rap in many ways. One of the things I find so interesting is people who haven't set foot in a church maybe forever will talk about the hypocrisy of the church, and I just think, really? What do you mean? Well, you know, they're just a bunch of hypocrites. Okay, how? And that's usually where the conversation switches over to something a little more concrete, like football games and how generally disappointing they can be, at least now and then. The church doesn't particularly have a hypocrisy problem, at least most churches I've been in. The people that you see on Sundays are pretty much the same people you see on Tuesday or any other day. But the church frequently has a problem with words, because one of the things that we haven't been able to excise is our desire to talk about people in gossipy kinds of ways. And that doesn't mean we should never talk about people, but if the church has a besetting sin, and this is the larger church, I'm not talking about us as individuals particularly, but if there's something that I saw that I found very difficult to reconcile when I was younger, it was how many people in the church who would give you the shirt off their back if you needed it also felt quite free to talk about you when you weren't there. And not always in the best ways. And I remember finding that really difficult to understand and to put together and to see how that works. And I realize it's because of what James says, where the tongue is, I mean, he's almost despairing when he says, the tongue, you can't tame this. We've tamed everything else, but the tongue, nobody can tame your tongue. So often we find ourselves reviewing what we've said and thinking, I wish I wouldn't have said that. And I've struggled with this because as a parent, what you say And as a teacher, and I think that's very much what James is getting at, as a teacher, as someone in a position of giving guidance, especially to those younger than you, your words have this hugely disproportionate weight to what you think they do. And as a parent, what you say can affect your children forever. When you first begin to grapple with this, you're tempted, at least I was tempted, to never say anything to my children. And then realized, well, by not saying anything, you're saying something altogether, only just not using words. You're saying that they're not worth talking to, so you don't want to do that either. And you find yourself balled up into this sort of mass of concern about, well, what can you say? How can you say anything? Well, James doesn't really give a lot of direction in this part of his letter. But when we look at the thrust of Scripture overall, the way we become those kind of people who can prevent those sorts of fires that the sparks of our words can set in someone else's life is by working really hard at bringing the reality of God into every part of our lives. When we moved into this relationship with God through Jesus, and we became Christians, the Holy Spirit came with that. I've talked about that before. When we all have spiritual gifts, and we see the fruit of the Spirit showing in different ways at different times of our lives, we can work with the Spirit, or we can work against the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not some force that comes into our life like gravity and is irresistible. The Holy Spirit invites us to become more the people we are created to be. And will give us direction and guidance into how that can happen, but only if we listen, only if we pay attention. And how do we do that? Well, we do that through attending church and listening to people like me talk about it, reading Scripture, by listening to the words of wisdom that we get from the people around us, and perhaps most importantly, developing the practice of listening for the voice of the Spirit within us. Because frequently, when I look back on things that I've said that were pretty stupid, things that I had to go back and apologize to someone for, or explain what I actually meant, or just say, you know, whatever it might be to try and fix what I said, when I think about it, often there was this little tickle, a little something that said, should you really say that before I did? I have never gone through that reminder or that suggestion or that tickle to say something that I didn't regret. I have never done that and been happy with the result. There have been a number of times when I have listened to that and not said something which I thought was funny or maybe what I thought was even useful for the conversation. I've never regretted that, ever. I've never thought later, oh, I should have said that. What I've often said is, thank God that God opened my eyes or perhaps gave me even some divine insight that saying that would be especially problematic for that person. That it might remind them of something that I didn't even know about. Who knows what it might have been? We prevent the fires that our voices, that our words can start, not by never speaking, but by being aware of the people we're with, by considering the words we're going to say, by thinking carefully about what it is that we're talking about and whether it will bring life to people, whether it will encourage them or even bring correction or whatever it is they need. By listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit, giving us guidance in the words we say, because God didn't leave us here alone with no help. He didn't move us into this relationship with Him and say, well, I hope you work it out all on your own. No. Jesus said, I'm going to leave, but it's good for you that I leave because I'm leaving the Comforter. I'm leaving the Holy Spirit behind. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, and that includes the words we say. We want to be the kind of people who don't start forest fires in other people's lives in the same way that we don't want to start forest fires in a forest. And in the same way that we can learn how to be careful with a campfire and make sure it's out when we're done, make sure it stays under control the same time, the whole time it's lit, we can do the same with our words. By thinking about what we're going to say, by explicitly asking the Holy Spirit to be with us in the words that we say, and listening to the little nudges and urges that the Holy Spirit gives us to speak, and sometimes to not speak. Because all of us can get together to put out a forest fire once it's started. But it's a much more pleasant weekend when there are no fires at all. And we can prevent those fires. We can also prevent the ones that our words start. Amen.